It's been just over 2 weeks since Detroit became the largest city in American history to file for bankruptcy protection under Chapter 9. Up till then, that unwanted distinction belonged to Stockton, California. Earlier this year, Bridge magazine writer Ron French visited bankrupt Stockton, and he also visited Vallejo, a California town that's emerged from bankruptcy. As Ron puts it, if Stockton is an example of a city just being diagnosed with fiscal cancer, Vallejo is a community that has finished chemotherapy. And so far, nobody seems particularly thrilled with the results. Ron French, welcome back to Stateside.
It's good to be here, Cynthia.
Well, let's start with what you found in Stockton currently going through bankruptcy. How has life been for people there?
A lot like Detroit in that people, if you go out in the street of Detroit today and say, what's it like to live in a bankrupt city? They say, well, pretty much like it was 2 weeks ago. It's been a long process, and things have gone downhill there over a number of years. And I think there are enough at the beginning of the process, just like Detroit, where residents are a bit numb and they really don't know what to expect. And so there's still everyone, including officials there, just really don't know how it's going to turn out for them yet.
So there's a general demoralization that's happened as the ground has eroded. I'm wondering in what have been the ways that Stockton's financial unraveling mirrored what's happening in Detroit. They sure were generous to their city employees, weren't they?
Yeah, well, that's something they have in common. What you see in a lot of these cities is benefits being given out when times were good. Mm-hmm. And what you had were very generous benefits in both Stockton and Vallejo for city employees that ended up being unsustainable once the housing market collapsed. And in these cities, the housing values dropped a lot like in Detroit. They dropped more than between 50 and 70%.
Boy.
And so your property taxes take a nosedive, and suddenly there's no way to pay the pensions and pay the health care and pay the salaries that you're offering to the city employees.
It's pretty staggering when, as you report, some former workers in Stockton were earning more in retirement than they did while they were working.
There was a loophole. And everyone learned how to use it, where you got paid 3% of your final year salary times the number of years you worked.
Yeah.
But that last year, you could bump up your salary by – you could accumulate vacation over all your years you worked there if you wanted to, count it all in your last year. You could count all your overtime. And so what they would do, because you know your number is going to come up sometime,
yeah,
they'd give all the overtime assignments to the people who are going to retire that year. And so knowing that later on they'd probably get taken care of in the same way. Well, it's good while it lasted, but someone had to pay the piper eventually.
And the city also borrowed very heavily, didn't it, for huge, huge civic improvements. Were they worthwhile improvements?
Not at the moment.
Give us an example of the kinds of
– Sure. There's a huge mall and a marina in downtown Stockton. Very nice. A huge movie theater. And it's very nice. In fact, they purchased the building and rehabbed it for the new city hall. Well, they ended up selling it before they even moved in. The theater – when I was there, it was an opening for one of the big blockbuster movies. I don't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there in the evening, and there was no one at this huge multiplex. And I asked, what's going on? He says, well, people are scared to come here. So they had this bright, shining, you know, symbol of things are great instead of putting money into the neighborhoods for street lights, for extra police. Mm-hmm. So at the same time they were cutting police by about 50%, they were building this huge thing thinking this is the way to go. And so tourists might come down there and think this looks nice, but as soon as they drive into the neighborhoods, a lot like you see in Detroit, you see that there are major problems.
Ron, since the city's gone into the bankruptcy, what have been the major problems stemming from all of that? Has it been more crime? Has it been more city services? Both?
Well, Stockton just went into bankruptcy,
yeah,
so there's not been a lot of change. But over that period of time in Stockton, over the last few years, you've seen a major increase in crime, which, not shockingly, was related to higher unemployment. And then as property values dropped, then they laid off a lot of police. The lower the police protection, the more the crime went up.
Very familiar song. One of the things so many of reports have focused on in the Detroit story is Detroit's assets. So Belle Isle, the DIA masterpieces. Did Stockton have assets equivalent to that that are being sold off or could be sold off?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So nothing,
no.
Nothing like the –
they don't have a garage sale with Monet. Monet's in there. So they can't even go to that even if Detroit wanted to. And I'm sure most people do not want that to happen.
Yeah.
Stockton does not have that to fall back on.
Now let's go over to Vallejo. What's the bankruptcy story with Vallejo?
Well, they just emerged from bankruptcy. So
after how long?
About 3 years, and it was very painful, and it was very divisive, as you're starting to see a little bit in Detroit, mm-hmm. and so that's something you want to look at as whether you see the same sort of things happening here. How divisive was it? Someone brought a severed pig's head into the city council meeting.
Okay.
Someone burned down the law office of the mayor. Someone stole the mayor's Harley Davidson from the city parking lot right outside his office. It was not a good time. The police were and fire put up billboards. You know, complaining about the situation. It got so bad when the city was planning to lay off more police officers that the police chief announced publicly in the newspaper that police are no longer going to respond to burglaries.
Wow!
So you can guess what happened the next day.
Skyrocketing burglaries.
Absolutely.
Like one really gets the impression from reading your story, Ron French, that just about everyone dislikes everyone else in Vallejo. So the bankruptcy has really done something to the mindset and the overall energy of people there, hasn't it?
Well, there's two sides of it. In Vallejo, absolutely. There's been a lot of contention. But what residents have had to do, and this is something that if you look for any silver lining,
yeah.
Okay. They have gone out and decided they have to take care of themselves, that the police are not going to come and take care of my home. So we have to figure out how to do it ourselves. In Vallejo, there are over 400 neighborhood watches, and these are active neighborhood watches. And to give you an example of what that would mean, for Detroit, for the comparable population, that would mean 2,500 neighborhood watches in Detroit. That's the same sort of
mm-hmm.
equivalency.
Okay.
And there's an online newsletter that spreads tips between these different neighborhood watches. Where's being burglarized now? How are they getting in? That because they know that the police aren't responding, so they say we're going to take care of it ourselves. And if you're looking for any sort of silver lining of Vallejo, it's that at the end of this process, mm-hmm. you're finding some residents taking over and running for office and joining. PTAs, things like that, say we can't let the city go down any farther. And so we're going to do it ourselves.
Instead of waiting for them, whoever
Absolutely.
They may be. What has happened to Vallejo's debt after emerging from bankruptcy? Did it make a difference or are they still struggling with a budget deficit?
It made a difference. It helped. But, and this is something else that the city manager of Vallejo mentioned, that he said if he had any piece of advice for Detroit is that if you declare bankruptcy, which they obviously
mm-hmm,
now have,
mm-hmm.
Don't be timid about it. You know, if you're going to rip the bandage off, you know, do it quickly and cut even more than you think you need to, because they went in and tried to, you know, do as little as they had, try to make people as happy as they could, and they have emerged from bankruptcy. And this year, they don't know how they're going to balance their budget this year. They are still $5 million in debt for a city that size. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And they don't know where they're going to come up with that money. They don't. They think they may go back into some sort of process again.
So we've seen Kevin Orr being very consistent in saying that he wants to do this quickly. He wants to get city services up to an acceptable level. From what you've seen in Vallejo and what you saw in Stockton, is that goal compatible with going through bankruptcy?
Not if you look at Stockton and Vallejo.
Yes.
You can do it quickly, you can cut deep, but that's hard to increase city services at the same time that you're cutting deep. You know, who's going to screw in all those light bulbs that are
mm-hmm.
needed in
mm-hmm.
In Detroit? Someone has to do it. It's going to be tough. It's a very tough process. Vallejo said if there's any way to avoid it, don't do it. Obviously, Kevin Orr chose to feel that there is no way to avoid it. But, you know, as far as getting city services increased at the same time that you're trying to cut all this, I think it's going to be tough if you use Vallejo and Stockton as an example.
Did you talk to anyone in Stockton or in Vallejo who had anything encouraging or positive to say about the municipal bankruptcy that they went through? or are going through?
No. Even the city manager of Vallejo who oversaw it said, do anything you can to avoid it. And he said it's been brutal, we had to do it. It got to the point. It's just like if you had cancer, if you have to have a surgery, you got to do it. It's not something you're going to look forward to. Your life may not be much better afterward, but you got to do it to stay alive. The only thing, as I said, that has been positive is that things got so bad in Vallejo that the residents decided to take matters into their own hands. And eventually, I think that probably will be a positive thing for the city.
Ron French's piece on the bankruptcy experiences of Stockton and Vallejo, California, appeared in a May edition of Bridge Magazine. We have put a link to his story on our stateside page at michiganradio.org. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.